set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
What are your thoughts on Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs remaining undefeated with a 28-18 victory over the 49ers in a rematch of last year's Super Bowl? What can you say about Mahomes? Now 11-3 as an outright underdog, 12-1-1 ATS in such games. The Niners were favored in this game by a point and a half.
Brock Purdy was largely irrelevant. They had some injuries. The 49ers and Kyle Shanahan cannot solve the Chiefs. This is Kyle Shanahan's new big challenge. He has to do a lot of things in his career, I'm sure. Beating the Chiefs is the biggest. Can't do it. Look at the numbers against that team. So what the Chiefs are doing is remarkable. Ho-hum, we're 6-0. They aren't playing as well as they could offensively. First few weeks of the season, you're wondering where Travis Kelce is besides the Taylor Swift concert, but you're wondering where he is in terms of production. Patrick Mahomes has more interceptions than touchdowns, 8-6. That's remarkable. And the new star in Kansas City is Steve Spagnuolo. I don't know if he's that new, not to anybody who's been paying attention, because that's how they won their last Super Bowl. Defense still wins championships, and the defense in Kansas City is thriving because of Spags. And you look at what they're able to do. They plug and play Kareem Hunt. They lose receivers. Doesn't matter. Mahomes gets it done with his legs. Great run. That guy is just a tremendous competitor. Even after that little awkward interview with Tom Brady on the Fox pregame show. That was interesting. We'll talk about that later. Anyway, the Chiefs are more impressive to me because they are winning without their offense clicking. And they are the team to beat. And that's been the true since, you know, the last three seasons.
Yeah, the game didn't exactly deliver the hype. And as you mentioned, David, injury is a big part of that. Christian McCaffrey hasn't played all year for the 49ers, so it's hard to really pick at them. But they can't beat the Chiefs. I mean, at the end of the day, the two teams are scheduled to play, and they play, and whoever's available goes out there. It's amazing that Mahomes is – you can never bet against him. You just can't. And the numbers are laid out there. 12-1-1 against the spread when he's a underdog. I mean, come on. And you know, no touchdowns.
Yeah.
They just have
two picks.
Yeah. And they just figure out how to win no matter what. And the run that he had yesterday, he like stopped the 49ers defender, kind of was going, his momentum kind of carried him out of bounds.
Slips out of banana
peel. And then he just kept going again. I mean, he's a magician.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't like that 33-yard run down the sidelines because they felt that he was faking, like he was running out of bounds, and then he just got going again. And, you know, it's basically you are encouraging players to hit quarterbacks if you do stuff like that, because rather than run out of bounds like he should have done, he then took advantage of the guy not hitting him and ended up with the longest run of his career. Believe it or not, that's the longest run of his career. And, you know, I don't know that I agree with that. It was like that Kenny Pickett run in college where he pretended
tackle
to slide
him.
And then he ran. I know you say that, but if you were to, no one wants to be the guy that ends Patrick Mahomes' career. No one wants to. He also joked that he's got a dad bod now. And that's how he had that 1 yard run where he cut in and ran over the safety,
like lowered his shoulder,
and knocked the guy
got
down
the girth.
And kind of looked at him. And that's what he said. He's like, I'm a lot bigger than you think I am. It was pretty funny.
I love that.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
It was.
But the whole thing, I mean, listen, he's in the center of it. He's the guy that makes them go. He's the guy that's won Super Bowls already. There are other players around him, but He is the biggest difference maker in the NFL. He is the one guy in the league that is the ultimate multiplier. He just makes his team better, and he can win in overtime, and he can win when the game is on the line, and he won that game without throwing a touchdown.
Regardless of having more picks than touchdowns this year,
yeah,
he still is the ultimate multiplier.
And his team's unbeaten. And he wins another game and you'd stand back and you look at that record, they were, I guess they were a 1.5-point underdog. You see him as an underdog, I think you got to pound him.
Yeah.
I think you got to wager on
him. I also love it because he was one of several Chiefs members that went to the Friday night football game for Matt Nagy's son.
Matt Nagy's son is a quarterback, and they all showed up.
It was cool.
It was him and a lot of the – I think Andy Reid was
there. Andy Reid was there, yeah.
They had a lot of pro athletes that showed up, and the kid's going to Kansas, I guess, next year. Did you see that?
I did see that.
Yeah. So well, that's good. Way to go, Matt Nagy.
I'm glad they bounced back after having to leave that cool house.
Yeah, that house with all his plays on it.
And the gym and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's tough. But that's life in the NFL. That's what it's like.
I wonder who lives there now.
I wonder if they kept that up.
I wonder if they did.
Is that, it's like when you buy eventually the Eberflus house with that E. Are you going to keep that?
No.
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 Depends on who buys
it. It's gaudy, man.
If it's the Everlast family, I guess they keep it.
The Edwards.
The Edwards might keep it. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I have a great setup.